Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows around 60. Full forecast details are coming up. Thanks but no thanks is the message from Kenosha Mayor John Andramian, who sent a letter to Governor Walker saying the city is no longer interested in hosting the Foxconn facility. Andramian says the Joint Finance Committee failed to include the modifications he requested to the $3 billion incentive package to protect the city's taxpayers. He said those protections would have had little effect on the deal.
I did not want to, like I said, get into a situation where we get chosen and then we say no. I think that would be the worst of all worlds for everyone. And as far as we're concerned, to be honest with you, we're in a situation that we will still benefit with it going to Mount Pleasant. So we wish Mount Pleasant the best.
State Senator Van Wongard, in a letter to Andramian, disagreed with him, saying, "We have incorporated changes to the bill at the request of specific communities to provide as little disruption to local budgets and lifestyles as possible." The State Senate debated the incentive package as amended by the Joint Finance Committee this afternoon. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has taken the unusual action of censuring Village President Dave DeGroot over an incident at a meeting last month. DeGroot refused to allow frequent critic Kelly Gallagher to speak unless she apologized for an incident at a board meeting several weeks ago, during which she mouthed an obscenity in response to comments made by DeGroot. At last night's meeting, DeGroot apologized for his actions at the August 28th meeting and said it would not happen again. Trustee Gary Feast, insisting that he wasn't acting out of anger or malice, made the motion to censure, saying nothing criminal happened but proper procedure wasn't followed by DeGroot.
There's no real truth behind this. There's no fines. There's no term. But what it is it's a statement saying that we as a village board body who are part of this process feel that that process was egregiously ignored.
The board voted 3-2 to censure DeGroot, with Haven and Hewitt voting no. The Racine Unified School Board, facing the reality of potential state intervention of local operations, approved a revised employee handbook, though not unanimously, which some wonder if lawmakers might take as a negative. After hearing about changes based on discussions with employee groups, including the areas of benefits, retirement, dress code, and whistleblower language, Superintendent Lolly Haas urged board members to continue to trust the process. Board President Bob Witke used the phrase "timeline of urgency" in recommending acceptance of the handbook.
I myself believe that a clean handbook as we have now should be adopted, forwarded on to the Department of Administration for certification, so that we can take the first step in this process and ensure that we get the relief from those mandates for up to a year. And then we can address other things as we go forward.
The final vote was 7-2, Julie McKenna and John Heckenlively against the handbook as revised because of additional language they felt should be removed. The question is now whether the handbook will pass the muster of the State Department of Administration. The boyfriend of a Milwaukee woman whose remains were found in a wooded area off I-94 in Racine County last month has been charged with her murder. 28-year-old Sammy Miller of Milwaukee appeared in Racine Circuit Court today to face charges of first-degree intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush set bond at $500,000 and a preliminary hearing on the charges for September 21st. Audrey Scott was last seen in the early morning hours of July 4th at a Milwaukee tavern. According to court documents, a witness said he traveled with Miller and Scott to Racine County and alleged that Miller pulled over in a secluded spot. He said Miller took Scott into the woods and he heard a shot. According to investigators, when the friend asked Miller why he did it, Miller responded he didn't want to go back to prison. That friend eventually led detectives to the spot where Scott's remains were found. The Summers Village Board meets at 5:30 p.m. on the road at the Hawthorne Hollow on Green Bay Road. Agenda items include a final response from the State Railroad Commissioner about the Highway E bike path crossing the Union Pacific tracks. And the Burlington Plan Commission meets at 6:30 and includes a revocation hearing on the conditional use permit granted to Motorsports Sales on Milwaukee Avenue after the matter was tabled last December to allow a six-month compliance period regarding vehicles on the property. And Kenosha's Social Media Committee meets at 7 p.m. in the municipal building, and the agenda includes a review of the city's social media policy. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.